So you run or own a business and you're wondering how to take it to the next level. How do you take this fast-moving organization and build it bigger than you ever dreamed? That is the question, and this podcast is full of answers. I'm Eric Wilkins, and this is the Cash, Character, and Clicks podcast. Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Eric, and I'm super excited about today. It is a beautiful, beautiful day after a whole bunch of rain that we've had over the past few weeks. So I'm pretty pumped about today just from a weather standpoint. So today I want to talk about something that I am super passionate about, and that is business traffic. So traffic to your business. So one of the things that I've seen with owning a marketing company over the past few years is a lot of businesses not knowing where to spend money, when to spend money, how to spend money, kind of all of those things. But really, it starts with why do I spend money? And that is the biggest question that people often don't have the answer to, so they end up just not spending money on marketing themselves. And so I really want to approach it from this standpoint. I had this thought, you know, years ago, and I just have never been able to get it out of my mind. And I always explain this to clients when they come in our doors. But we live here in a town called Granbury, Texas, and there's a lot of new construction going on. It's a really a growing city, and it's a really great place to live. And so with all this new growing construction, if you've ever priced a lease or buying a building, a commercial building, it is not cheap. And so you have to pay quite a lot of money to have one of these spaces. And so, you know, right now I'm actually driving by one of them, and it's actually one that I had looked at a while back, and it was going to be $6,000 a month. It was 1500 square feet and it was unfinished. So we were going to have to redo everything in there. Literally, it just had studs or had some walls, I guess, but it was not complete at all, not even close. And so we decided to not go that route. That was going to be a little bit outside of what we wanted to pay for a lease for an office. And so but what the tie-in here with that is businesses often, and I'm gonna say usually, will look at their lease space, the cost, what they're going to spend on leasing a building, the place that they hold their product or that they hold the people that run their services, they will look at that way before they look at their marketing budget. So you'll make that decision on, I need this space, and then I'll think about marketing budget later. The only problem with that, it's not a bad thing per se, but one of the problems with that is often you will max out your budget based on the location that you want to be, based on the physical building that you want to be in, the lease that you have. You'll max out your budget there, and then the first thing that businesses typically get rid of when they don't have a budget is their marketing dollars. The issue with that is that as of today, there's lots of different stats on this, but the one that I trust the most is around 80% of people will go to Google or go to some search engine online to look for your business, to look up the type of business that they're looking for, that has to do with what your industry is. They'll go to Google, they'll hit the search bar, they'll type in mattresses in Granbury, mattresses in Austin, mattresses in North Carolina, whatever it may be. They're going to type in that name, and then whatever pops up, that is what they're judging to see which business they're going to choose to go give their money to. So if you're in your town and you type in mattresses in my town, you look on Google and you're going to look at many different things. You're going to look at probably reviews. You are going to look at location. Is it near my house? Is it near my work? Is it near something? You're going to look at the reviews. How good are those reviews? How is it a 5-star? Is it a 4-star? Is it a 3-star? There's a huge difference in our mind when we see a 4-star review and a 3-star review. Even if it's a 3.9 and a 4.1, those matter in our mind. When's the last time you looked at a review on Google that had 3 stars and you're like, I think I'm going to go use those guys. They sound great. Probably not anytime in the recent past. And so Reviews are a big thing. Their store hours are a big thing. Are their hours correct? The people have wrong hours on their Google listing all the time. Then I get to your website. So whatever it is you may be selling, let's just say it's women's clothing, and I click on it. And I said women's clothing because I just passed a woman's clothing sign. Sorry about that. So you click on it, you go to the website, and if the website is hard to navigate, if the website is really anything's wrong with that, if it looks older, if it has any kind of thing that you're going to look at and say, I'm going to go to the next person, that is something that is going to drive traffic away from your business. And so what I want to encourage you with is thinking through marketing budget on the top of the list. Make that up high, way, 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 way up high on your list of importance of things that you're going to spend your money on. And the reason is because 80% of people are looking online to determine if they're ever going to step foot in your door. And so if that's the case, don't max out your budget on your physical space in order to not have any marketing dollars. So that's just one of those quick tips on something that now you may ask yourself right now, like, well, I'm already in a $12,000 a month building. What am I going to do? Because I don't have any marketing dollars. Man, start slow and figure out what will have the biggest bang for the buck. For instance, if you have a very, very, very small marketing budget, almost every business, it doesn't, all along the way from when we first started and we had $500 a month coming in, all the way to now, there was somewhere we could find to cut budget. Somewhere we could cut something else so that we could market ourselves and get our name out there. So there's a lot of different ways to do that, but start slow and figure out what is going to have the biggest bang for your buck. If you have absolute minimum budget, spend it on the thing that is going to have the widest reach, whatever that may be. Sorry to all you golf tournament putter honors out there in the world. No offense on this one, but if you have business owner, if you have a small business and you have barely any marketing budget and someone comes and says, hey, can you come sponsor our golf tournament? It's $1,000. And that's going to like tap your marketing budget for the next 6 months. Probably don't do that golf tournament that someone's going to see your logo on a sign for as they pass through hole number one and go hit their awesome shot. So I really want to say bad shot because that would have been me. But just really think through what those marketing dollars are going to go to, because that is what's going to get you. When you start seeing results, when you see a small result, you see just one thing, like one person came and called my business because of this $30 Facebook ad I put out there, whatever it may be. Like, that's going to bring you some excitement and it's going to help you see that there is value in putting your dollars in marketing. And so I just encourage you with that. Think about your marketing budget on the top of the list, even as almost as equally as your physical space that you're going to be in. The big businesses, the ones that are really kicking it and running hard. Just a little note to self, most of those guys spend a whole lot more on marketing every month than they do on their physical location. And so just keep that in mind. Those businesses that are super successful, marketing is a absolute must. So wish you guys well. Drive some traffic to your business. Don't burn all your budget on other things outside of your marketing dollars, because your marketing dollars are really your lifeline to your business's success. Wish you guys well. Hope you have a great rest of the day.